Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I am joined this morning, as promised, by Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M. You'll always be connected to the U of M, Julie. I know you're excited, but you'll always be connected. And you'll always be on CCO as long as you'll have us. How's
Woo-hoo.
That?
All right.
Well, good morning. How are things with you these days?
Well, pretty busy. Looking toward the change of weather coming up. I think it looks like we're getting more gradually cold nights, and that is making me think of doing things like bringing in the furniture off the deck and taking down any kind of water features and thinking about covering or protecting plants from animal browsing. So all those sort of fall things that you do, you know, that kind of thing. So
we get questions before the show starts already.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And one of which is it too late to plant hostas and peonies?
Well, it probably is a little bit too late. We want these perennials to get some kind of root establishment in their new location before the ground freezes. And we may have a stretch of really warm weather. We don't know, but rule of thumb for Minnesota is it's probably too late to plant those. If you have to plant them, then do it. If you have to move them for some reason, or you've acquired some plants and don't know what to do with them over the winter, go ahead and get them in the ground, water them in really well, and then make sure that you've got those root areas covered with some fallen leaves would be great, or if you want to put mulch over them, whatever it is, something that's going to moderate that soil temperature so it doesn't get too cold too fast before these plants are established. And just know, like with all gardening in Minnesota, it's kind of an experiment and there's no guarantee, but that's better than having the plants sit out through the winter in your garage or in the backyard or something. So get them in the ground right away, water them in well, and then protect those roots.
Now, Julie, for our listeners, I was looking at this week's forecast and we're talking generally mid-50s for highs. And the coldest we'll get during the week overnight, 38.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's great. So we don't really have a hard frost yet, though a lot of areas have had a hard frost or had a frost already. So they're experiencing that aftermath.
What about A to Z vegetables you and I were mentioning?
So, you know, I admit I am not a very good vegetable grower. my friend Laura, who is also one of our team members here, she's awesome. She is a killer vegetable grower, just great. So I oftentimes turn to Vegetables A to Z, which is a really, really handy webpage on our yard and garden page at extension.umn.edu. And it is literally what it says. It's vegetables A to Z. So, for example, I'm anticipating people are going to ask about winter squash, things like butternut and acorn, and when to harvest them. So I'm actually looking right now at the harvest section on winter squash and pumpkins. and super helpful, explains very clearly about picking that squash before it's a hard freeze, then curing it for 1 to 2 weeks, either indoors where it's warm, or if you're going to have a stretch of dry, sunny weather, you could cure them outside still in the field, but off the vine. And then how to store them. And one thing to keep in mind is there's so many beautiful squash and pumpkins out at the Arboretum Apple House. You can see a huge array of them as well as at the Arboretum. But remember to check them. If you have decorations outside, if you have them indoors on your table, check them for rot, because they can go downhill pretty fast and become kind of a big sloppy mess. So just be checking them periodically to make sure that you don't see any damaged spots. There hasn't been any animals munching on them if they're outdoors, and that they're just holding their own through the holiday season.
All right, very good. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden questions, 651-461-9226. And what Julie was referring to, the A to Z, is get on that great website, extension.umn.edu. All this great information, as we always like to say, as we head into great winter reading, right?
Absolutely.
Any time of the year, but it's great reading. Just a lot of love put into that that work, really. Okay, let's get back to work here. We have, Texter says, mounds of black dirt around our backyard. No holes that we can see. We have seen small black animals about the size of a squirrel. What could they be? By the way, we live next to a creek in woodlands. Moles don't usually are on top of the ground, are they?
Yeah, they're usually underground. They could be voles. Voles are small, like the size of a mouse. They have a very short tail. They do root around quite a bit, but I'm not sure if they create mounds, but I guess if they're tunneling at all or digging, they might create mounds. That's a really excellent question. I would say this is going to be tricky, but if you can get a picture of one, maybe catch one carefully with gloves and some kind of container that's not going to bite you or anything. But if you can get a photo of one or figure out what animal it is, you can always take a look at our website, or you can send a photo to Ask Extension. And we have master gardeners who are online to help answer people's questions, but they do kind of need a picture or a good description of the animal. So if it has a short tail, it's probably a vole, and voles like to tunnel where they're protected, so they might be kicking up soil. I'm not sure.
But this one they're saying is the size of a squirrel.
Size of a squirrel?
That's a little bigger than a vole.
Yes, okay, I stand corrected. It sounds like a mole, but moles are usually underground, as you said. I wonder if they come to the surface during the fall.
I wonder.
That's an excellent question.
You know how smart our listeners are. I bet you.
Yeah,
get
maybe
some
somebody knows. Yeah.
All right. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Julie, Terry, calling in from Plymouth, I believe. Terry, what's your question for Julie?
My question is about a jasmine that I brought in for the winter.
Yes.
It's pretty old, and I've never really pruned it. Do you recommend pruning it down some?
I think I would prune it back, especially to make it manageable in the house, because you bring it in and if it's a big plant, it can take quite a bit of room. You can prune it back just to kind of give it some shape or to prune it back so that it can produce new growth as the weather warms up and as it's indoors. So yeah, I think I would do that. I would also maybe give it a shower. Big plants are tough to clean when they come indoors, and sometimes that will help with getting dust off, any kinds of cobwebs, anything that's taken up residence in that plant maybe can be flushed out. You might also think about repotting it, so that's also a good idea. It might, be a big job. You may need some help with that, and putting it into a clean pot with fresh soil too, so especially if it's an older plant and you haven't done that for a while. But bringing plants indoors, it's important to check for pests and dirt and webs and nests and all those sort of things that may come in with those plants. And that's just a great rule of thumb for any indoor plant coming inside.
Very good. Hang on, Julie. We'll take a quick break. Be right back on the other side with more of our Smart Garden Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Stay. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here on 830 WCCO. Denny Wong here with Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M answering those questions. And, of course, Julie, we have many. We're getting suggestions that those critters might be pocket gophers.
Oh, maybe so. Yeah, they'd be probably about the size of a squirrel.
Well, like you suggested, I don't know about the gloves, but I'd take a telephoto shot and send it in to ask the...
Thank goodness for phones.
Yeah, exactly. we have a bunch of texts and phone callers as well.
Great.
I don't want to keep either waiting. Let's grab a phone call from Ed, who's calling in from Worthington, Minnesota this morning. Ed, what's your question this morning?
Yeah, I have tulips that I didn't get planted that I got from Holland, and I need to know the best way to handle that at this point of time.
Yeah, so Ed, can you still plant? Are you still able to get out in your garden?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, get those in the ground ASAP. And then, that would be great because you can still plant them now. It would be better to have planted them a little bit earlier, but I think we've had such a warm fall that you probably bought yourself a little extra time. Holland tulips are gorgeous. They're a wonderful, wonderful addition to any garden. So get out there and plant them now. We do have a section on bulbs if you're not familiar with planting them, but I kind of think you're familiar with tulips if you're ordering them from Holland. That's a good sign of a good tulip grower. So yeah, get them out and plant them now and water them so that they can go into the winter hydrated. And then you might want to protect them from squirrels. So one suggestion is to put a piece of chicken wire over the group of tulips that you planted and then to use staples, like lawn staples, lawn blanket staples. You can order them online. You can buy them at a local garden center. And then to staple that down, and that will prevent the squirrels from digging up the tulip bulbs. And the tulips will still come up through the chicken wire. So even if you forget to remove it in the spring, you should be okay.
Very good. Thank you, Ed. Paul calling in from Egan this morning. Paul, good morning. What is your question for Julie?
Yeah, see, I have a deck stairway that comes down onto a not level ground. So I have to flatten it out I need to dig down a couple inches, and right on the one edge, I have a 2-inch maple or ash tree root that is in the way.
Okay.
And it's a surface root, so I'm wondering, can that be cut off? It's 15 to 20 feet away from the tree, and wondering if I'm going to damage the tree if I cut that off. And the trees are 20, 25 years old.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, it's about 15 to 20, the stairway area, the part of the root you need to cut off is about 15, 20 feet from the plant itself, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I think you're fine going ahead to cut that off. And okay. The tree has a lot more roots that it can make up for that.
Okay. Great. That'll make my job a lot easier.
I should say.
Well, and you don't want to have a tripping hazard. That's the other thing. And
no.
And coming downstairs off a deck, you don't want somebody taking a spill when they hit the ground. So I think
Julie,
the tree will be fine.
In the music world, are the Abiders playing? I forgot to ask you that.
We're actually playing tonight at a great event. It's a benefit for the Gillespie Community Center here in Mound. And it's 25 years old. I can't believe it. I remember when they built the building. And so we are going to be at that. It's unfortunately sold out. Fortunately, unfortunately. So nobody who doesn't have a ticket can get in. But we're playing for that tonight. The whole band is going to be there. And it's going to be a big celebration about this really great community center that we have here in our town, Mound.
Outstanding. Oh, good. Yeah. We should have good weather and it would be fun, as usual.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Listener Julie is asking how to winter a large pot of strawberry plants, leave out or winter in the garage?
The issue with leaving out plants through the winter in a container is that the container will freeze, the soil and everything, and that could be harsh on the plants. It will freeze more quickly than the soil will if those plants are in the ground. So it's a matter of fast freezing soil in a container versus slower freezing soil in the ground. And that can be kind of hard on plants, on roots in particular. So the roots don't have time to get acclimated before that soil freezes. So the best thing to do is move that into a garage, someplace that's protected, or you could, depending how big the container is, you could put fencing around it and then pack in leaves around it. And that will help, that will act as a mulch and will help to kind of slow the freezing of that soil so it's not quite so dramatically cold to those roots. Does that make sense? I think you just don't want to shock the roots as much. You want to give them time to go dormant before the soil freezes.
Julie, a listener is wondering if it's okay to dig canna bulbs even if the tops have not been killed off by frost.
It kind of depends on your work schedule. If now is the time you have to do that, if you're leaving, you're going on a trip, you've got other things going on, it's better to dig them out now, cut the tops off, or just let the tops die naturally off and then cut them off when they're brown. So, if you have to do it now, if you don't have to do it now and you're just kind of thinking, what can I do? Maybe wait another week or so and let those tops die back.
Okay. This listener, Julie, planted a flowering snow crab apple tree, no fruit, about 2-year-old, 2 weeks ago. Anything special I should do for the winter for that flowering snow crab?
Yeah, this is a great question. Very, very timely. So if you have planted any perennials, or also bulbs too, going into the winter, we do want to make sure that they're being watered, that they're being hydrated. So we mentioned the man with the Holland tulips. If you have planted a tree in particular, you want that tree to go into winter, with the least amount of stress as possible. And watering can help with that. It helps to keep that soil a little bit warmer. So again, that soil cools down slower than if the soil is very dry. The other thing you'd want to do with new trees in particular, and new shrubs as well, is you want to protect them from animal browsing. So you want to put up fencing around them. Make sure that fencing is tall enough. So if rabbits are an issue in your yard, you want at least 4 feet of fencing. If you have deer, you want to go at least, 6 to 8 to 12 feet, as tall as you can, because those deer are pretty, good browsers. They're taller. And the other thing, too, is particularly with a young tree like a crabapple, they have quite thin bark. And so you want to provide, you want to put a tree guard around that stem of that tree. And this protects it from something called sun scald and frost cracks. And this is where the winter sun and the late winter heats up the cells on the south side of that plant. And then it gets cold very quickly when that sun goes down and those cells can crack. And that creates a frost crack. So with young trees in particular that have thin bark, they don't have a whole lot of protection to their trunk. So you want to be sure that you put tree guards on. These are white corrugated plastic. They're slit down one side. You can buy them at hardware stores. You can buy them at local nurseries. You want to pop those on at the right height, cover as much of the trunk as you can. You can also use something called tree wrap, which is a white plastic that just wraps around the tree trunk. And leave that on through the winter and then take it off in the spring so that the plant can grow and develop better in the spring. So those are some of the things that you need to do, particularly with these thin bark trees like crabapples, cherries, young maples. They all have this thin bark that can be split by that winter sun.
All right. Tell you what, I know we have to break for weather, but before we do, let's grab another call from Ron, who's calling in from Shoreview. Ron, you have a question for Julie.
I do. About the apple tree, you didn't mention mulch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you, Ron. Yeah, mulch those roots. Put some wood mulch down, or if you want to use, if you use rock in your landscape, you can do landscape fabric and rock on top of that. Wood mulch is great because as it decomposes, it adds carbon to the soil. And that mulch also helps to moderate that soil temperature. So great. Thank you for pointing that out, Ron. It also helps to hold in moisture as well and protect those roots. So we recommend for starting about a 6-foot diameter mulch ring around trees. That makes it easy to mow around it in the spring if it's in the soil or in the lawn. And that mulch will help to moderate that soil temperature, again, not allowing that soil to cool down slower than if it was exposed. And that's easier on the roots.
All right, very good. Let's have a look at that forecast, then we'll have more of our Smart Garden Show this Saturday morning on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our Smart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Garden Show, if you're just tuning in, Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M is answering those very lawn and garden questions this morning, and we have a bunch as usual. 651-461-9226. Before we get back to our text screen, Gary in St. Louis Park, I think, is on the horn with a question. Gary, what is your question for Julie?
Hi, good morning, Julie. Good morning, Denny. Julie, I picked about 15 really nice size cherry tomatoes off my vine. They're still green. Is there any truth to the rumor that if you wrap them in newspaper and put them in a dark place, they will still ripen?
Well, tomatoes do ripen after they're picked if they've reached a certain point. I'm not thinking about cherry tomatoes, though. I've never wrapped them. I've wrapped full-size tomatoes before, and they have ripened up, though not to a really great red color, kind of a pinky color. You know, they never quite got that ripe. But tomatoes will continue to ripen if they have reached a certain maturity point. And what is that? Somebody mentioned this to me once. I'm not sure how true it is. But if you look at the bottom of a tomato and it has kind of a star, a light area on the bottom, you can pick it and it will ripen. I'm not sure if that's scientifically proven. But cherry tomatoes, I think, are a little bit different. So you can try that. Try some of them on the windowsill. Try some of them in a bowl. Just see what happens. Green tomato salsa is also quite good, too. And so if they don't ripen up, you could still figure out something to do with them, I hope. So
I'll see if Ron and Shoreview is still on the horn there. Josh, is Ron still around?
He's not. He did call in with a question regarding I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly. So he's wondering if there's still time to repot amaryllis bulbs. He ran into some issues as far as planting, and he's wondering if he's still able to do that.
What do you think, Julie?
So amaryllis are houseplants, so he needs to bring those indoors and give them a rest, basically let them go a little dormant. We have excellent instructions on our amaryllis page about that. So I wrote that page, so I know it in my sleep. But there's a really great way you can let those plants rest and then pull them out in a few weeks, probably about 8 to 12 weeks, and put them in a sunny window, water them, and they should start coming back up. So,
yeah,
but
check
look
it
at
out.
The webpage on extension.umn.edu. It's under our flowers page.
Julie Texter says, is it too late to aerate our lawn?
No, I actually checked into our Minnesota lawn care calendar that John has put together for us, and you still have some time to do that. Aeration can be done probably through mid-October, so we're kind of like right there now, a little bit late perhaps. But essentially, you don't want to go too late into the season with aeration because you want your turf to be able to recover before it goes dormant into the winter.
You're going to have to help me with this one. A listener wants to know, do soil improvers like C20, whatever that is, actually help both turf and shrubs? What is that?
Oh, that is out of my league. That is a question for John. Maybe hold on till he's on the show.
Okay.
I don't think it's something you would use at this time of year, but I think that's maybe a question for John.
All right, we'll wait. listener wants to have a large maple tree brought in. Oh, that's great. What type would give a nice fall color, withstand wind, and thrive in well-drained soil? There's a question for the Extension website.
Yeah, I'm going to point you toward our Plant Elements of Design database. This is a database that I put together with my colleagues. You can put in the information about your site, the size of the plant that you want, other features about the plant. Click search, and any and all plants that match that criteria are going to come up. So be sure to choose your right zone. I don't know if you're a local, you know, zone 4, or maybe you're up north in zone 3, but be sure to choose that too, or zone 5 in the south. So, but take a look at that. It's got photos also and really good information on those plants, and it'll give you a place to start.
Okay. Let's grab another phone call. This time, Lynn calling in from Little Falls, Minnesota. Thank you, Lynn. What is your question for Julie?
I don't have a question. I have ideas regarding planting tulips.
That's
been very successful for me. I planted the tulips first and then planted daffodils on top of them and then crocuses. And I've never had I've never had squirrels or rabbits bother them.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And I planted them as late as November 10th.
Yeah, I've done that too.
All right.
That's great. Yeah, narcissus or daffodils, they are poisonous, and so squirrels don't technically go to them. So maybe that acts as a deterrent for the tulips. Kind of, they think it's all narcissus.
That's interesting way of layering that. Layering your bulbs. Natural preventative. Wow. Julie, this texter says, I use pine needles for mulch on my blueberries, mm-hmm. but can they be used for general mulch for other plants?
Yeah, pine needles are great. They protect the soil. They allow air to flow through and water to flow through. They look great. I think they look lovely as a mulch. So, yeah, totally, totally use them.
This listener has a balcony plant, doesn't say what it is, that had gotten quite tall. How do I put it to bed for the winter? Can I cut it halfway down so it isn't so tall next year? It doesn't say what it is.
Yeah, that's the problem. Without knowing what plant it is, it's hard to say what to do. It could be an annual. And at that point, it's like it's done for the year. If it's a perennial or a tropical that you can bring indoors, again, depends on what it is. So that's a good question for Ask Extension, and send some photos of the plant, and Master Gardeners can help you identify it and then tell you what to do with it.
Okay. Well, a listener says, my landscaper put a thin straw mat over a recently seeded area. Will dormant seeding work over this thin mat? I wonder.
Boy, I believe it would. I believe it would. So you can follow the rate at which to seed over that mat. And if we haven't had water or you still have your hoses on, be sure to, you're not going to water in dormant seed. Never mind. But,
right.
I think you probably still could do that.
Okay. A month ago, listener said, I planted a native flower garden, about 30 small plants. They are surrounded by mulch, but the plants are very small. Is there anything I should do to protect them in the winter?
Not necessarily with native plants. They're actually quite resilient to our weather changes. So I think you've mulched it. That's great. That helps keep weeds down. It keeps that soil moist and, again, helps that soil moderate in temperature. So I think you're okay.
All right.
Good to go.
How about this one? Can I cut my peonies and other perennials back now, even though we have not had a hard freeze?
Yes, though we recommend if they're still green, you should probably let them continue to photosynthesize until they're completely gone and then take them down. But I know a lot of people like to clean up their gardens now and will go and cut plants down that are still green. I'm lazy at this time of year. I let everything just kind of poof go. And I take care of it in the spring. But, it's best to leave if they're green, is like let them keep photosynthesizing. That just makes them stronger in the root zone area for next
year.
That's
a good point. I'm going to do that to my hostas. I'm not going to clean them.
There you go.
That's what you do every year, right? You don't bother with
No, I don't.
All right.
I just leave them.
Another solution here, another idea that what that critter might be, the animal creating little mounds of dirt that is brown and looks like a squirrel from a distance is a pocket gopher. So we're getting a lot of comments about
some confirmation.
Yeah. Let's see. I harvested some purple coneflower and milkweed seeds. How and when should I plant them in other areas around my property? Do I just spread them or do they actually plant them?
You can just spread them, so you could, rake the soil bare a little bit, and then so that there's good soil to seed contact, and then put them down. And they actually, these plants need to go through winter, so this is a great time to do that.
All right, very good. Will lantana grow over the winter in the house?
Yeah, probably. It depends how sunny it is or how warm it is. Keep an eye out for insects on plants that you bring in, and again, follow good sanitation processes, repotting, cleaning plants, cleaning off the pots. We have good information on a webpage on extension.umn.edu called Managing Insects on Indoor Plants, and talks about bringing plants in from outdoors and also how to identify any pests that you might find and what to do about it.
Right. This listener, Julie, has a shrub rose that they would like to know what I need to do to get it ready for winter. I have a rabbit that eats it. in the winter but have fenced it off. Do I cut it back to nothing?
I actually suggest not cutting back your roses, but fencing them taller so you have rabbit issues. So thinking about approximately how much snow might we get on an average winter, maybe a couple feet, I would put a 4-foot tall hardware cloth fence around that rose, and I would stuff it full of leaves. And the reason for that is to protect as much of the rose so that next spring you start with more green tissue, more green plant tissue, then dieback. If you don't cover it up, you'll probably have dieback to the ground and you're starting with a smaller plant next year. So, and then that fencing also helps to protect the plant from that rabbit browsing.
Okay. The peonies are still green. Do we still want to cut them down? Or do we still wait to cut them?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I usually just kind of wait and leave them till they're completely brown and then take them down, just because they're getting that last photosynthesizing, all that nutrients from that, the energy. And so I like to kind of give my plants as much opportunity as possible. So you can just leave them up there. If they're diseased, they've got a lot of powdery mildew, which is common on peonies, you could cut those down now and throw that in your compost bin.
Julie, before we do a quick break here, what's going on at the Arboretum?
Hey, so much at the Arboretum. Of course, it is fall is in full swing. We're coming up to Halloween, and there are millions of pumpkins and gourds around to see. There's Scarecrow Hill. There's all sorts of activities happening. You can check out family-friendly activities. I suggest going to the farm at the Arb, where our foodscape is located, and checking out the giant pumpkins. So they are topping off. I think the last time I measured, one of them was about 600 pounds. So, and they have very cute, creative names like Gordon and Sasquatch.
I like that.
So fun to see. Fun to see, yeah.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment here with our Smart Garden Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show. Julie Wisenhorn is answering those questions this morning, and you're also going to be at the Brew Fest.
Yes, yes. Tonka Brew Fest, a benefit for the Western Communities Rotary.
Is that today?
No, November 8th.
November 8th.
Yeah, a couple weeks. You do have to get tickets. You can get those online at tonkabrewfest.com. And we are playing. This is the 13th year of this great fundraiser. They raise mucho dólares for great events and great benefits to help with school kids and fresh water and all sorts of different things for folks.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's really an awesome, awesome benefit and a lot of fun. And it's all local brewers from around the area, smaller brewers. So you get to see some of your favorite boutique beers and ciders and meet the people who make them. So it's a lot of fun.
Outstanding. Well, you remind us of that again when you're back on.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I will.
Let's grab a phone call this morning. Catherine is calling from Blaine. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Julie. Thanks
good morning.
For taking my call. I have a question about my hydrangea.
Yes.
I got it in, it's on the east side. It bloomed beautifully this year. And what do I do for it before winter comes up? I put some mulch around it. Do I need to do more, or what do you suggest?
Well, I think because it's a newer plant, you didn't say what kind of hydrangea, but you can protect the plant from animal browsing by putting fencing around it, particularly around the bottom of it, so that that smaller animals like voles, we mentioned voles earlier, or mice aren't chewing through the bark at the base, which can girdle the plant. So fencing it would be great. Other than that, you can just leave the flowers on it, let them dry. You know, they're probably turned brown by now or turning brown. And just leave them up for winter interest, and then in the spring you can go ahead and prune those. And we have a fantastic pruning video on how to prune hydrangeas, as well as a web page at extension.umn.edu under trees and shrubs.
All right, very good. Is it too early to dormant seed? The listener wants to know.
Yeah, it's a little bit early. Our soil isn't frozen yet, so that seed could potentially germinate. So the recommendation is mid-November, but you can dormant seed any time after mid-November, as well as whenever the soil is frozen. It's not like you have just a 2-week window or something. but you can dormant seed through the winter. And John recommends that if you can get that seed down before a snowfall, that's really great, because then that snow kind of covers up and works that seed down into the soil. So yeah, dormant seeding can happen all winter long if you can see the soil.
I'm going to try that again this year. What is the listener wants to know, Julie, what is the best way to overwinter thornless blackberries?
Well, blackberries are questionably hardy for Minnesota, and so I would protect them. I would fence them, like we talked about with the shrub rosebush earlier, fence them with tall enough fencing, and then put leaves in there to protect the plant so that you're starting with as much green tissue next spring as possible. It may or may not work. So when you have questionably hardy plants, you're taking a risk, so you want to just kind of do as much as you can. So fencing it from animals and then stuffing it full of leaves around that plant is my advice.
All right. Listeners said we transplanted irises a couple of weeks ago. Do we need to mulch them, and what would be the best mulch?
The mulch depends on what kind of look you want, I guess. So most people use wood mulch, a shredded wood mulch, and that's great. That breaks down and adds carbon back into soil as it breaks down. It does need to be replenished. I like to use my leaves, and particularly leaves that are dry, that are on our driveway. I usually take those and run them through a leaf shredder and then use that as a mulch. That's great too. But you can use full leaves too, and use that around the base of the plant, and that acts really well too. You can put down fabric and then rock mulch. Again, depends on your aesthetic. That also helps too, to moderate, protect that soil. So I'm a fan of the organic mulches because they do benefit our soil by adding in carbon. So leaves, mulch, or wood mulch, etc.
I'm looking at just a bunch of text messages, Julie, about listeners saying, and they're all saying the same thing, basically, put your tomatoes in a paper bag with an apple and they will ripen. Some people use potatoes.
Yeah.
Put them in a paper bag with an apple and or a potato. They will ripen. Green cherry tomatoes. There must be three or four or more texts about that very thing.
That's awesome.
Heads up, this one says, we'll be planting our garlic today. Weather looks perfect.
Yeah,
tell us about planting garlic. That's an easy thing to do?
It is easy to do. I love garlic, and it fits into just about any size landscape because it doesn't need a lot of room, about 6 inches per plant. Is big enough. You want to work that soil up and get it really nice and light, and then plant a clove of garlic per hole. Be sure to mark where you plant them, or rope off the area or do something so you know where you've planted them for next year. Garlic is a great crop. It allows you can harvest the scapes, which are the unopened flower buds in the spring. Saute those up in some olive oil, salt and pepper, delicious with in stews, meats, aside, what have you. And then you can also pick green garlic, which is before the garlic is actually ready to harvest, like the whole bulb has developed. You can harvest young garlic or green garlic and use that like you would use scallions and get a real nice mild flavor. We've done that in the Myers kitchen with Chef Beth Fisher. Really tasty. And then, of course, you can harvest the full bulb, and that's usually around mid-July, early to mid-July in Minnesota. Lots of great garlic growers in Minnesota where you can buy garlic to grow. They're probably sold out by now, most of them, but if you do have your garlic, and thank you for the reminder because I got to get out and plant mine too. But, just a really awesome crop. And we do have a great garlic page too under that Vegetables A to Z on extension.umn.edu.
I think I might do that today.
It's really
Sounds
cool.
Good.
It's a cool All crop.
Right. We have a couple minutes to go in the show, Julie. The texter says, my 20-year-old blue spruce is turning yellow. What do I do?
Ooh, turning yellow. Usually they turn brown. yellow sounds to me like there's a drainage issue perhaps with the soil. So I would take a look at how well your soil is draining. It sounds to me like there's too much water and it's causing some issues with the roots, and that's causing some of the needles to turn yellow. If it's a 20-year-old plant, You may want to call in an arborist at this point. That's a pretty mature plant. And you can find a certified arborist in your area. We have a good webpage on how to hire a tree care professional. Have them come in and take a look at it. Because there's a lot of spruce diseases out there, too, and they may be able to help you with that.
Julie, in the last 60 seconds, a listener wants to back up about the website. Please tell us about the U of M website featuring hydrangeas.
Sure. extension.umn.edu. Visit Yard and Garden and go to our Trees and Shrubs pages, and there's a section on pruning hydrangeas that has videos as well as a web page about it.
Oh, I think we could sneak another one in here. How do I protect shrub roses from deer for the winter?
Oh, we have an excellent page on protecting trees and shrubs through the winter, and also on protecting from deer, too. So again, that's under our Trees and Shrubs webpage, and you want to go down to the planting protection and care section.
I know we have to run, Julie. Thanks so much. Get on that website, extension.umn.edu. Get to the Arboretum.
Absolutely.
And Julie, you get back here when you can, will you?
I will see you on the 8th.
Very good. Thanks so much. Julie Wiseman.
Okay.
Very good. Talk to Julie here in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, stay tuned next for our home improvement show. Andy Lindis will be answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have. I want to mention about the weather. We have 46 degrees right now. A little bit of chance of rain that should be over here in the next hour or two. With highs today predicted around 54, but it looks like a pretty nice Sunday tomorrow. Sunshine predicted near 62 degrees. Right now, here in the Twin Cities, southeast winds at 10, overcast, CCO temp 46.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.